broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace, Out Loud. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, good evening once again, and a hearty hello to Lottie Dottie and every other body, and a great big shout out to all you MAGA patriots, maybe in a nine or two, and those on the road folks. I give a salute out to our Space Force Rangers. Welcome to our namesake program, Holistic Truth. I am your host, Leander Grace. It is Wednesday, November 8th, 2023, and we broadcast live from the high mountain desert, and we continue also to hold a space of peace, love, and grace in solidarity with all the patriots worldwide as the Great Awakening continues to accelerate across the face of the earth. It's just moving us. Our goal today, as it is every day, is to help relieve suffering through empowerment by shining our light on and getting to the holistic truth. Sometimes we've got to shine our light into the dark place. And I tell you what, I'm pretty stoked up for this evening. I just came back from a Trump rally. Well, not come back, but I just, you know, well, the reason that we only have a 9 p.m. program is because the Trump rally was a little long, and I decided to deflate just a bit between that and between being on air. So there you have that, and there you go. So it is a very exciting time to be alive and aware and awake and about the business of the one thing. That was a heck of a rally, man. I'm trying to, still trying to breathe through it. It's great. So for those of you joining us here for the first time, we're going to go ahead and define the term holistic truth, just as holistic medicine refers to the total care of the human body through the mind, body, and spirit. Holistic truth refers to the viewing, treating, and healing of our human experience, our complete human experience, this experience that we're having now being humans, through empathy, compassion, leading us ultimately to forgiveness. And we'll talk about it all, folks, the physical and the metaphysical, the scriptural and the secular, historical, hysterical, and politically mundane. And we'll be blowing up all those little non sequiturs and get those out of the way, things that just don't make sense. We're going to have them blow them up good. So remember, too, as you listen to the broadcast or the podcast, pod people, we love you, too. Question everything. We're not part of the mediocre mainstream legacy media, folks. No corporate affiliation here. It's not my place to convince you. I am here to spread the light. Therefore, take on only what is yours. Not everything is for everyone. Eat the watermelon and spit out the seeds. Keep close what's truth and heals, and discard what offends your spirit. Research what you hear so that you may own your own experience. Got a little clickety-clackety going on there just to say hello. So change is upon us. And I want to tell you, there was an energy change at the rally tonight. Everybody was up. Everybody was partying. Everybody was having a good time. And there's so many folks there. It was just good to see. And it's a very exciting time to be alive. There's physical transformation, cognitive transformation. The people are waking up to the truth, and not just political truth, but the truth of the way of things. They're waking up to all of the fake news, not just the fake news about the election was rigged and stolen, right? Not that at all. But also the fake geography and the fake science and the fake history and all of the things that all of the lies that those who have been perpetuating it on a grand scale with media and books and the rest, inundating us with false information, keeping our head spinning, keeping us on a squirrel cage wheel, right, a little hamster wheel going on and on, so we can't look up and think about things. And then Donald Trump stepped up and made it stop, and he has continued to make it stop. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that he stopped and some of the things that he started. And you know, Agenda 47, I want to bring that up and talk a little bit. We'll just mention that because we're going to be talking a little bit that as we go forward. Remember, the next election is the big one. It is the final battle in 2024, and we need to get prepared for it. We need to keep going. It's definitely going to be exciting. Now, what I want to talk about, one of the first things that Donald Trump, when he came on the stage and he stopped, he put an immediate end to the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which would have, in essence, turned all of our sovereignty, our national sovereignty. This is one of the last things I talked about when I came off the air in 2013. But it would give over our national sovereignty and our personal sovereignty, and our Constitution of the United States would take second stage to corporate laws that were being put out by the CCP. So it was basically handing our nation over to the CCP, and the first thing he did was stop that. That was amazing. It's great. But they've repackaged it, the same type of globalist thing, handing our stuff over with environmental, social, and corporate governance. I think they call it ESG stuff. And it's basically the same thing. When you take a look at it, I went to Wikipedia and I just did a little screenshot here, and it says the environmental, social, and corporate governance is an approach to evaluating the extent to which a corporation works on behalf of social goals that go beyond the role of a corporation to maximize profits on behalf of the corporation's shareholders. Well, now see, here's the thing. If I'm a shareholder in the company, then I expect the company to make me a profit. That's the goal. The goal of the company is to make money, is to make a profit. And hopefully that the reason that that company is making a profit is because they're providing a service that is desirable. Well, in order for somebody to provide a service that is desirable, they have to have an open market. And if they control the market and say that, yes, you have a product that is desirable, but we're not going to let you sell it, then the people are deprived of something that would be of benefit. And the person is deprived of a profit. And they say, well, if you know, and I was again, I'm going to bring up the movie Atlas Shrugged. You know, the whole thing was they were taking this gentleman's superior product, and because nobody else could make that superior product of steel, they wanted to control his company and make sure that everything was allotted out, and pretty soon they were piecemealing everything, and nobody had enough of anything to do anything. And society basically collapsed. And that's what communism is. Everybody controlling everything for the good of everybody, and nobody gets what's good for them. And so we put a stop to that. We're seeing a lot of other things. Well, is that the first time that there's been control in our history? No, we need to remember in 1913, they took away our money. Yeah, take a look at that. And then in 1871 is when they took away our Constitution and replaced it with a corporate constitution. Now, the stuff that backed that up, both of those things, you know, I do have a Rumble page. It's, you know, you can search me on Rumble, Leanna Grace, and you can find the backup videos of that. And that particular one that shows it is the whole world was watching, and it's a review of these things as well as perhaps a release from those contracts that we were under for such a very long time, and we have Donald J. Trump to thank for that. So I'll leave that there where that is. And I also want to say Trump won once again the Minnesota Supreme Court in Minnesota. The Minnesota Supreme Court on Wednesday, that's today, dismissed a lawsuit seeking to bar former President Donald J. Trump from the 2024 primary ballot under a constitutional provision. Now, the constitutional provision that they attempted to use, let me get a drink, is I think the 14th Amendment. Anyway, it's some constitutional amendment that says that if someone is under indictment or they've been guilty of this, that, or the other, then they can appear on the ballot. And, of course, challenged in court, none of it had any weight. And it was dismissed. It was completely dismissed. So the commander-in-chief, you know, wins once again. That's right, Donald J. Trump, our commander-in-chief, won that case. And he also won the debate tonight, didn't see what the other people were yelling about, what the other little babies were crying over. But he won that debate simply by the numbers. I think more people were watching the rally, President Trump's rally and all of that, than there were watching some bunch of little junior varsity debate team, you know, throw insults at each other. So I'll have to watch it maybe later. Maybe I will. We'll see any of that. But something that President Trump brought up in the rally, and I didn't know, I had the numbers wrong, but evidently there's the documentation. There's 15, or I think it was Sarah Sanders, the governor of Arkansas. It was 15 million gotaways. 15 million gotaways have been documented. There's a lot of people that do not have citizenship here in the United States that decide just to walk in on the border and stay. That's a lot of people. And so I think that kind of outnumbers how many Eisenhower had to take care of. That's a lot of illegal entrants. That's a lot of folks. So, yeah, there you have that. Now, I hope all of you, last week when I mentioned the video D-Trans, it was streaming on previously known as Twitter on the X platform, and you can go ahead and do a Google search on that. And that's a short documentary from Prague University, that documents the horrors of those who wake up in the middle of their transitioning from one gender to the other and realize that they have ruined their body and have caused problems for themselves for life. And there's a lot of things that they'll be going through as they recuperate from this very bad decision that adults who were supposed to watch out for them did not do their job, whether it's parental, whether it's guardian, whether it's doctor, whether it's counselor. It takes a whole bunch of folks to get them under the knife, and everyone, including the knife wielder that cut those body parts off, I think should be held accountable. That's my opinion. We'll see how that goes. So we got a hurt feelings report to go out. Miss Rashida Tlaib got her feelings hurt a little bit because she's running her smart mouth, and she finally got put in her place that we're not going to have a bunch of hating against Jews and anti-this and anti-that and pro-Palestinian and waving flags from another country outside of her Senate. You know, she's just a joke now. And I want, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene went ahead and brought that censure to the floor, and I believe it was the one that went past. So kudos out to that. Very good. So there is a matter of record, not just boo-hoo, we were mad at you, but something substantial. You know, if members of Congress creating seditious situations and rallying protesters in violent manner against our ally, never mind, you know, the absolute horrors that the folks are going through over there, now they want to bring it here. And you know, I still say that I have a hard time believing that America corporately is anti-Jew and Jew-hating. They're just not. It's not the ones, not the folks I know. And I haven't ever met anyone in my whole life, one-on-one, that had that opinion. Well, maybe there was, no, that was just a bad joke that got corrected. So, no. And so what I think is that, not that it's not a threat, and not that they don't want to agitate it, and not that any of these things aren't going on, but I don't think it's pervasive in America. I think it's occurring in concentrated areas like the college campuses that are guaranteed to get a lot of attention. And I want to thank Thomas Massie, who's on the censorship committee, but the university is working to censor conservative ideas, and they're promoting and backing Hamas and pro-terrorism and pro-hatred and all of these things. And so I want to thank them for that as they go ahead and do an audit, because do not represent mature adult Americans. The children that are getting a higher, supposedly higher education are getting an education. Now, they're being taught some really bad stuff. If they're being taught pro-Hamas, pro-hate, anti-Jew, all that stuff, they're being indoctrinated with stuff that they have no idea what they're talking about. But they've got the venom. They get out of class. Some of the professors have even given them extra credit if they'll go to a protest, which is probably not one of the professors that university would want to keep. Let me get a drink. So we have this all going on the campuses and in some other places in the cities, but it seems to me to be extremely orchestrated and not at all in character with the general population of America. And I wanted to say that because Israel's our ally and Judah is our sister. We're Christian Judeo stuff. That's who we are. And so this extremism of anti-Jew and anti-Israel and all this other stuff, you know, is not from the American people. But again, I would say it's concentrated in areas where they're guaranteed as groups to get the most coverage and create the most harm as well as the most trauma from viewing it and from us imagining what would happen if we were there. You know, the trauma of viewing it over and over can be just as bad for some if they're not able to separate. So there's progress on that front because it's being looked into. Folks are being held accountable for it. Has it stopped yet? Well, I haven't checked the news. I think it's going to be stopping very quickly. We just can't let this go on. And all the leaders that are allowing it, you know, they don't deserve the title of leadership, let alone the paycheck of leadership or the position of authority that a leader would have if they're going to be allowing and inciting this. That's just not it. You know, and children learn by observing the adults. And it's not so much, this is why I wanted us to be very careful of our reaction to things, especially in front of our children, because there may be something that you see that's happening during one of these protests. Not that anything about the protest is funny, but understand that if you laugh or if you react in an irresponsible manner, even for a moment, and your child sees that, that could register as saying that that stuff is okay, and then they'll want to emulate whatever it is the parents are saying is okay. So remember that. You know, there's always a little time when we get silly about stuff, but if our children are watching, they may not know when we mean it, when we don't. So we have to be very careful when we're viewing this material and when we're muttering under our breaths and stuff like that, because that is how our reaction to these situations is how our children learn how to react to these situations. And I'm going to bring up again the protesters that had cornered and had imprisoned a group of Jewish students in an area, you know, and they were just being horrific and it was scary. And if our children see us not care about that, our children may come to believe that they shouldn't care about that. Remember, there's a level of desensitization that we cannot afford in this fight. And as we go forward to see things with the proper perception, let me go ahead and clear my throat. Got a little bit of dry air in the air. Dry air. And we got dryness. The air has dryness. I don't know if that's a trait that can be measured as far as a trait. But anyway, that's what's in the air tonight. So let's go forward now. Let's talk a little bit about on the second part of the program. We're going to open up phone lines. And I also want to talk about the Great Awakening, the care and the symptoms. We've got a little bit of, you know, simmering down of the sun, as it were, and of the Schumann frequency for now, but it might pump up a little bit. So I want to talk a little bit about, now I've said in the past, you know, everybody who is qualified to run for the position of president should be allowed to run for the position of president. And I was shocked and appalled, and I'm still shocked and appalled by the very fact that RFK Jr. has been denied Secret Service protection. That seems extremely odd to me. He hasn't been allowed that. And really, not a lot of attention has been given. But I want to tell you something else just that I find that was shocking to me. And just one more reason why I told you now. I'm glad he's got the Children Defense Fund and all that stuff. That sounds really good. But I want to tell you that he wouldn't have my vote. He has a right to run, but he wouldn't have my vote. And another reason is he's for reparations, the policy that he holds. But one of the biggest dynamic reasons, you know, and I'm just going to put it out there, is that, of course, you know, in 2016, when Donald J. Trump was running against, as champion, running against Hillary Clinton, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. You say, well, Leanna Grace, what does that mean? I said, well, it means that he voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And he also says that he loves Hillary Clinton. I've got the recording. We've got the, you know, we've seen it. He says, oh, I love Hillary Clinton. So what does that mean? I mean, it's exactly what he says, that he loved Hillary Clinton, or loves Hillary Clinton. So, but what it means to me is that he doesn't, he's not MAGA. You know, he supports abortion farther than I would want to see it. He supports other things that I wouldn't want to see. So it's not just the name. But he has a right, regardless of his name, to run and be protected. So to me, it means he supports what Hillary supported, past tense. And what does that mean? It means what it means. And I'm just passing along the data. You're going to have to decide whether the data is evidence of anything, and if it's evidence of anything, whether it's proof of anything. You'd have to do that. I'm just letting you know what the data is. You'll need to draw your own conclusions on what that means. I can't get inside his mind. I don't want to, and it's not a place where folks need to go without invitation. So there you have that. So we've got 15 million gotaways that are going to need to be rounded up, and I do know that President Trump is going to keep his word, and he's going to do that roundup just like he says. And we're going to continue to have hurt feelings report. I decided that I'm going to bring this in. I'm going to decide who it is that has hurt feelings for the week, and there'll be a weekly Holistic Truth hurt feelings report, and we have it big and bold and all that to see whose feelings got hurt next. I bet you that that AG in New York gets her feelings hurt next. I bet you we see big old butt hurt on that Peekaboo James thing. I bet you that thing's going to be like crying. Thing's going to be crying. I am your host, Leanna Grace. I was really revved up, and I'm still continuing to be revved up about all the awesome things at the rally was going on. Now, remember, Carrie Lake, who did win governor of it was, you know, rigged, of Arizona, and she did win, although, you know, it turned out looking like it didn't because they rigged it and they wouldn't admit it. It looks like we have some decisions coming out of Arizona that might give us some other data. We'll find out. We'll have to keep looking at that. But I do know that Carrie Lake, great big old mama bear supporter, is and great big mama bear herself, is running for the Senate for Arizona, and I hope she gets it. I hope she does. We need strong women. We need strong voices. We need strong conservatives. Whether they're women or whether they're men is not the biggest thing on the list. But it does seem like the women are the ones that are coming out strong and fighting for those things that need to be fought for, namely the safety and care of our children. Let me get another drink. And namely the education, the safe education of our children, and namely, you know, safety for our children, because we need a closed border. We need to have security at our southern border. And we need to not have a bunch of terrorist, pro-terrorist stuff going on in the Senate. Thank you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, for taking care of that and that part of it as well in the House anyway. Appreciate that. And all the fighters that we got fighting, I'm just looking on the stand like, oh, my gosh, there's so many fighters that are out there just doing. And we need to keep doing what we're doing. We need to keep pushing forward. We need to keep telling the truth and spreading the news and waiting, in my opinion, for the next great thing to come about. I'm looking at the next good thing to come about. Rather than waiting for the next shoe to fall, I'm waiting for the next good thing to come about, because I think that's what we're going for. I think that's what's coming up next. I don't have much doubt about that at all. I am your host, Leanna Grace. I want to remind you, of course, that Trump won, and you know it. And I do want to go ahead and hear this song from Carrie Lake again. I just love it. 81 million votes, my ass. The election was rigged, and as it's been posted, I think it's spelled rigged and stolen. So there you have that. Yeah, and we know it, and it's coming out. In fact, I think there's going to be some more news about votes being corrected. And again, President Donald J. Trump never conceded the election. And we're just getting started. They're saying it. We're just getting started. And I believe it. I'll be back on the other side. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We're going to take about a 3-minute break and come back on the other side and talk about the Great Awakening. And I hope the sound is doing all right this evening. We've got all kinds of alerts coming up from Blog Talk Radio about sound quality and connecting and all that. But on the other side of the break, we will have the phone lines open for those who want to call in and cuss and discuss stuff. We can do probably not so much cussing. I'll do that from time to time on my own. But let's keep it clean and keep it respectful and talk about some of the topics of the day and where you stand and where you're seeing and the level of hope that is spreading across, well, I know our nation, and as it spreads across our nation, it becomes an absolute contagion. And we know that whatever it is that's sleeping, it says it's sleeping in the White House, you know, that Biden thing, we know we didn't win nothing. And there's more to talk about on that. We'll be back on the other side. Here's Carrie Lake with 81 million votes, my ass.
If you would have told me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that I would be in the middle of a political movement, I would have said, put down Hunter's crack pipe. Right now. Right now.
I can't afford the groceries. I can't afford your gas. It's Biden's inflation across the nation.
81 million votes my ass.
Hey!
81 million votes my ass.
You failed to build back better. Your middle finger to middle class.
They've pissed off an already pissed off woman.
81 million votes my ass.
The crime was committed in broad daylight. We're living on planet crazy.
Got a laptop full of China. Hookers and blows and crack. And the diary's got Creepy Joe in the shower.
81 million votes my ass. Hey, 81 million votes my ass.
Walker Molotov is word salad. That even the Democrats waiting in the wings is a thing called Hillary.
81 million votes my ass. Hey, 81 million votes my ass.
And at first I chuckled. I said, oh my gosh, Hillary Clinton is actually talking about me? That's funny. And then I got to thinking, maybe that's not funny. Oh my gosh, help, help.
Hey!
And I just want you all to know, I'm in perfect health. We've recently had our automobile serviced, and the tires are good, and the brakes are in good order, and I am not suicidal.
And I will not let these bastards get away with it.
81 million votes my ass.
81 million votes my ass. He had the swamp going after him, and he was still getting stuff done. And now we have stumbling, bumbling Joe.
Hey!
I miss the bull in the china shop.
Hey!
I miss the mean tweets. I miss Donald Trump. 81 million votes. My ass.
Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leanna Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. know your silence will not protect you, but I tell you what does protect us, and I want to give a great big shout out to those who watch over us and keep us safe and protected at night. Great big shout out to Space Force Rangers for the job that they do as well. Come on, guys, we know they're up there, right? They're protecting us. We got that there for a reason. So I want to give a great big shout out, draw it to your attention, and remind us to say thank you. And from time to time, look up. There you have that. So 81 million votes, my ass. It's all fake. What did President Trump say last time? It was all a lie. So what do we do moving forward? Well, we finish sorting out through the lies. And while those things are going on the political stage, there's still some spiritual stuff going on. People are still having their coming to moments. You know, a lot of people are coming back to God. They're seeing things unfold, and it's bringing them to their knees in a good way. Sometimes it's a little painful before you get there and realize that God will meet you there. And the biggest thing, and most folks know this, when we're going through the struggle, the hardest thing to do is to give up sometimes and just surrender it and let God take care of it. Now, we think if we can just do this, well, but that's not how that works. God says, I got this, and I'll let you do what it is that you need to do. But other than that, he says, yeah, I got this. So I want to talk a little bit about the awakening care and symptoms. Now, other folks know what's going on the world stage as far as some of the other things announcing, and it's not given to me tonight to go ahead and go over that. It's for me to skip over that and let other people talk about that. But what I do want to talk about, and the phone lines are open for those of you who want to call in and speak about the Great Awakening and talk about some of the spiritual things that are going on, or you know, we'll talk about the things that we talk about this evening on the world stage, you know, the coming to. But one of the things we do need to really discuss, and that is that waking up as a whole, waking up to all of this stuff is hard to do. It's hard to do this whole process. You know, back in, what was it, 2012, 2013, you know, the Guardians gave me the phrase, you know, that there's got to be an undoing before the rebuilding. You know, when people were going through this process, they're like, if they felt like they were coming undone, and this was at the spiritual level. Their old beliefs were falling away. It's going to be the same thing as some of the other generations or some of the folks that stayed fast to the lie. You know, all of those lies are going to fall away, and some of them are going to go through panic, and some of them are going to go through a lot of sadness, and some of them, they're just going to go through hell all at once, and they're going to feel foolish. And they're going to feel just as foolish as we did before we knew all of this. And we need to be compassionate, do we not, for those who were just now figuring this out, just now coming to. And it's frustrating sometimes, right? And remember when we were putting it all together and that's all we could talk about? Yeah, that's the same way it's going to be for them, right? It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a little bit taxing on them. You know, so during this time with all the spiritual stuff going on, because I think we're about to go through another little bit, remember to keep your fluids. Okay, let's talk about a little bit about your bio-neuro health. Some folks have been saying they've got a little bit of pain syndromes going on and all of that. And I want to thank you guys for being patient with Monday. I did have a program on Monday, but I want to give you a little bit that ties into what we're talking about, some of the bio-neuro health there. And what went on Monday is I got on and I'd had a headache, not just a headache, but a migraine, and only had half a field of vision through most of the evening. And then it started clearing up a little bit, and, you know, I had my program, and, you know, I probably could have waited on Monday night, but I wanted to kind of be there, you know, and not take too many days off in a row. But what ended up happening was at the end of the program, when I usually downloaded it, instead of downloading it, I actually deleted the whole program from not seeing where it was. So Monday night is a bust. I'm going to see if I have it on a backup. I don't think that sometimes I record them in two places while I'm broadcast. I don't think I had it set up that night for it, with having a migraine, but we'll see what we can do about recuperating it if I can. So I was on air Monday. It just didn't stay on air. Thor, you know, a little bit of a mouse thingy happening right there. So there you have that. So that goes in right into place with this bioneural health. You know, is because I had a migraine. That's bioneural. That's a neurological thing that I have from time to time when things do occur. So that's what was going on. And, you know, one thing to really remember through all of this time is to keep the fluid intake up. Now, living in the desert, in the high mountain desert, a high altitude and a very dry climate, it's necessary. I take drinks very often on the air because it's the air is dry. And so in order to stay active and stay in healthy and to stay, you know, all of that, to keep think parts working well as to keep the channel open, is, you know, I need to keep the fluid intake up because spiritual exercises create a lot of heat and they use up a lot of water, especially when you start sweating. So, and also get as much, I know it's coming into fall and into wintertime, but get as much sunshine as you possibly can. Now, some of us are in climates where we get over 300 days a year, which is nice. But for those of you who don't, try to get us some sunshine anyway, as much as possible. And for those of you who don't, see your doctor about whether maybe a vitamin D supplement is, or you can do the research yourself to find out whether that's necessary. And, of course, if ever in doubt, then consult your physician. Let me get a drink. Now, there's a lot of information that's coming out, and I know there's a tendency for a lot of people to kind of sit still and stay glued. I know it is for me to sit still and stay glued sometimes, but I've had to remember to get up and to move my body and to get out of the house and to do this and do that and get off of social media and take some head time. You know, and I recommend that for my listeners as well. You know, we can get really caught up in it. We have jobs to do, and we have missions to complete. We have all that stuff to do, but it's also necessary to move and to eat and to make sure that you take care of yourself, right? And you get your breathing right and all of these things to be going on. And to care for your surroundings also. So keep them up so that they reflect your inner goals for spirit, you know, and help to deal with wayward energy. If you got a lot of cluster, I have one area that gets cluttered and then cleaned and then cluttered and cleaned. And that's the area that I work in. But for the most part, you know, I like things to be nice and neat. And when they're not nice and neat, then I tend to be a little bit tense in all of that. You know, I like even the cans facing the same way. Just me. Maybe that's just TMI. All right. So emotional well-being. Guys, right now, you know, during this cusp, there's a lot of unkindness going on. Not, you know, from the outside as people kind of wake up and they start still throwing rocks. And especially now, knowing that the war in Israel is a soft spot for the Americans. So that's always a good punching place for someone who's a hater and someone who hasn't got any common sense, ain't got no class or anything else, and they, you know, they hit the place where they know that you'll react. And I just simply say, you know, be kind to yourself and not get pulled into those wayward conversations. It's just not necessary to stress yourself with somebody else's baggage, right? And there are hired professionals that are out there that are trying to get you off kilter, get you to argue, get you to be angry, and all of that. You know, so be very, very careful because, you know, friendly fire sucks, right? Friendly fire sucks. So remember when you're dealing with other patriots and stuff and people that are newly awakening and they're asking real legitimate questions that seem like they were answered 5 years ago. Maybe they're just now piecing it together, and the, you know, so be, you know, be instructive and share the information and share what it is that you've known, little bits, just like you would anybody else learning a new subject. For those who are newly awakening, they want to say, tell us about this, tell us about that. You know, give them the little pieces to put them together and show them where to go to get the answers. Let them teach people how to do the research themselves, if nothing else. You know, I like to remind people that we use, when I'm doing digging, when I'm doing research, all of the stuff, almost all of the, well, majority, 90% of the stuff is open source. It doesn't require anything special. 95%, 98%, well, almost everything is open source. You can find it on the internet. You can find it somewhere as a matter of public record. Let me clear my throat. I'm about to cough here in a minute. It's not going to sound good. And I just sound real bad. You said, ooh, Leanna Grace, that sounded bad. And then I'd say, yes, I know it sounded bad. You should have covered your ears. But then I muted the mic so we didn't have to even have that conversation. So take care of yourself physically, all of that stuff. Take care of your associations, both professional and personal. And I keep a watch on how much negativity, you know, how much negative headlines I take in. I take it in for data and all of that stuff. But mostly what I'm looking for is instructional stuff. So, you know, you'll find me in places where people are talking about constructive things and plans and not just talking ugly, because that's, I can do that all by myself. Don't need no help with it. So what I do like to do is get into a group of patriots and listen to the intelligent discussions to become a part of that. Absolutely. So take care of yourself when you need to talk, socialize with people. Don't get so pent up that you don't have any contact with the outside world, although for some it may be necessary for one reason or another. And there are some that have to have limited contact with the outside world for one reason or another. So let's talk about that. You know, Empathic Channel didn't go very far. It didn't go from like from the beginning of the program to the end, and it was gone. I still think I might have recorded it somewhere else. I'll see if I can find it. But we're talking about being an empath. And if you're an empath and you find it difficult to go out and be amongst people because of the excitedness or the negativeness, then don't. You know, I was talking on the program Monday night. People ask me, how is it that I am able to go out? How do I go out into public, go to shopping, and do all of these things? I'm going to bring a little bit of Empathic Channel here tonight, and come back and not be affected. And my answer is, it doesn't happen. Do I go out? Yes. Do I come back unaffected? No. And we have to remember that at the very simplest analogy that I can give is, if you jump in water, you're going to get wet. That's just a fact. There's no other way around it. If you jump in water, you're going to get wet. If you go out into public, you're going to be affected. The degree to which you're affected, you have some control over. And the degree that you hold on to some of the weight and some of the icky energy and all that stuff, you have some control over. But basically, if you're going to go out in the water, you're going to get wet. And if you stay in the Wi-Fi, you're going to be in soup. So, you know, there's got to be a balance. You need to have some outside contact. And so there's a couple of things, two or three things that you can do when you're going out that helps minimize the contagion. And I'm just energetic contagion of an outside world. And I'm talking specifically to empaths and highly sensitive people. You can wear, some people said you can wear this color, you can wear that color. And I'm going to be like, you can wear whatever you want. You know, the color is according to your belief. And there may be some truth in both things dealing with energy and that. Let me get a drink. But it's also true that you have the ability to preset a mood and to be able to carry that mood with you. And so if you're having trouble and you're going to the outer world and it's no place for a now one like it is for me, then bring a friend. Bring a friend that can help balance the energy out with you, and then you can be in your own little subunit of energy. As you're going shopping or doing, you know, a shopping buddy, right? Someone to get along with that you kind of be grounded to when you're out there if you're in a big box store especially, you know, and you have all of that stuff. And I've told the story before that, you know, when I'm out shopping, that data, I'm so sensitive to data sometimes. And I'm not just talking about, you know, reading or any of that, or digital data, but I'm talking about even selections on the shelf. And I know those who are empaths and highly sensitive know this, is that sometimes there are so many choices, not that it's a bad thing, but there are so many choices up on the wall that it's hard to see any of it because it's like instant information overload looking at a stocked shelf. So as a rule, I either send somebody else or I make a list and concentrate, and I bring a friend or whatever. And then when I get there, I set my mood, and I make a decision that I'm not going to get lost in the stuff of others, right? The ambient energy that you would find in a big box store, so to speak. And so there's that. Then when I get home, I make sure that I wipe my feet before I enter my house. That helps get rid of some of the energy. And then I remind myself I'm going into my home and I am home. And then I go ahead and I ground myself to the place where I live. Because I was out floaty out in the big box store or wherever it is that I happen to be. And then I ground back into my home and re-energy. And sometimes it's a matter of putting on music when I get in, or usually I have music playing for the little furries. But now when you're out, you say, well, Leanna Grace, when I'm out, what if I get distracted? Because I do know of some empaths that they get so distracted that their thoughts will stop. They won't be able to think until they clear their head of whatever energy, not necessarily information, but whatever energy just passed by, the clouded stuff. And sometimes it could just be the subliminal messaging going on in the loudspeaker that you don't hear in the big box stores. Okay, so if you're an empath and a highly sensitive person and they've got their anti-theft, shoplifting subliminal soundtracks going on over the loudspeaker, it's going to mess up an empath or a highly sensitive person. It's going to put a wayward energy into that is going to be confusing. That's what I've found to be true. You may not hear what's being said, but you're going to be feeling what's being said. And more often than not, that's going to be enough to confuse some of the very sensitive. Most folks don't have to worry about this at all. You're just a little drained, or you're like a little fuzzy-headed, you know, when you get home and that. And that's normal and that's natural. So how do you remedy that? Well, coffee works for me, but coffee works for me for darn near everything. But water, good drinking of water, usually lemon water, is very cleansing of energies as well as cleansing of impurities, but it also helps clear the energies that get your attention into your mouth. It's very sour, lemonade and lemon water. It's very sour, and it makes your mouth real. It starts to make your body real again. You know, one of the ports that you get when you're out and about into the outer world is this unreal feeling, as there's so many different energies and wayward stuff flowing around. Now, for those of you who've never experienced it, you know, it may sound like woo-woo stuff, and for you it might be woo-woo stuff, and hats off to you to not be affected by all of the soup that's out there, all of the wayward energies and the frequencies of everybody being upset one minute and crying the next minute, because everyone has their things. Everyone is going through exactly what they're going through, and they're right where they're at. And when they go to the box store, they bring it with them, and it's, we all do. It's just everywhere we go, there we are, and what we have and what we're working on goes with us. And as we're shopping and working on that little personal issue in the back of our minds, it's getting souped up in the middle of the big box store. It's just a fact. It's nothing that's not nothing good or bad. It just is, kind of like any kind of an emotion. It's neither good or it's not good. It just is. So that's why we handle our emotions, so that they do not handle us. Oh, but I'm bummed. You worked that in real good. So how do you handle it going out and coming back in? Well, you just figure you're going to get wet when you go into the water. When you go out into the outer world, you're going to get some of those frequencies on. You might get struck by a mood. And the way I know that I was struck by somebody else's mood, not necessarily taking on their problems, is I'm fine when I leave, and then I'm worried about things that I hadn't thought about in a very long time. That means I was struck by somebody else's mood, but it still woke up an issue that I needed to either take a look at or not. That's then, you know, that becomes the decision later on. So, again, with the emotional well-being, taking care of yourself, that's nutrition, environment. When you get home, eat something so your body becomes real. Even eating something while you're out can help you stay real, but then you look like a muncher in the middle of the store and people tend to look at you sideways. Not that I have experience with that. I'm just saying. So there you go. So emotional well-being, being kind to yourself, associations, take care of your comforts, take care of your environment. And for a contained outlet, because, you know, on Monday I talked about boundaries and containment. And the difference is boundaries keeps things in, or keeps things out, and containment keeps things in. So you set boundaries up so that you're not necessarily having everything else come in and, you know, get on you, say, hey, wait, I don't want to handle that. And then the containment is so that you're not breaking the boundaries of everybody else. Now, that's just one way of looking at it, you know, because there is a time to contain one's self with a modicum of self-control, and there's another time to let it loose and let it rip and let it roar, you know, and so there's a time for all of that. But containment, when I'm speaking about it in, as a contagion, as an empathic issue, containment is about keeping your business to yourself and not breaking down, you know, insisting that everybody else knows your business, or even insisting that you know everybody else's business. That's being respectful of a personal boundary. Case in point, one person asked me one time, they said, well, Leanna Grace, you sit here and you just tell us everything about you. And I'm like, what? They want to know everything about me. Well, first of all, no, not everything about me. It's just everybody's business. Not that it's secret, but it's not their business. So that's the difference between secret and private, right? Secret means I'm hiding something that I really shouldn't do, perhaps. But private is so that what I'm doing doesn't get twisted by somebody else. So when we're dealing with containment, it's keeping your business to yourself so it's not going to get twisted by somebody else. And it's also not affecting all over somebody else who hasn't got time for it. And boundaries is not allow, you know, not being the one that lets everybody else bleed all over you. Not that there's not a time to sit and listen, because we all have that. But there are those who will decide that they don't want to heal, but they just want to keep bleeding all over you. Every time they see, they say everything that's wrong. They'll tell you everything that's wrong. And they might ask some advice, and you tell them what to do. And they come back next time, same things are wrong. Well, did you do what I asked? No. Same things, you know, that kind of thing. That stuff will wear you out. Time to move on. So you don't have that's taken care of you. Taking care of your emotional well-being, taking care of your mental well-being. Now, during some of these times, you know, when you're getting distracted and all of that, so let's say you're out and about in a big box store and you're doing your shopping and you get distracted, you get struck by a mood, all right? Struck by a mood on aisle 5. I don't know what the aisles are, but let's just say that. You got some wayward energy going on, and all of a sudden as an empath or a highly sensitive person, you have that moment of confusion where you're trying to switch gears, but there's like an energy in the middle. You guys know what I'm talking about. So what do you do with that? Well, first of all, you have to realize that it's going to happen. If you're sensitive and you're out and about, it's going to happen, especially now. Everything's excited. It's not good or bad. It just is. And so we have to accommodate for that. And one of the ways to accommodate for that is to bring a journal or to sing to yourself. Or if you get confused, one of the exercises I like to do that helps ground my brain is prime numbers. And prime numbers are any numbers that you just start counting from 1 all the way up through to where you can't do any more, to where you feel like your brain is on again. And those are any number that can only be divided by 1 and itself. And I just say it can only be divided by itself, because of course it can be divided by 1. So there you have that. So working on prime numbers, journaling to get some of the things out as a contained outlet, because containment is important. Use a journal to write down those things that don't necessarily need to come out your mouth, but definitely need to come out your brain. I don't need to come out your mouth in the company of another person, but definitely needs to get out your head. It doesn't need to be said yet, but needs to be remembered for later. Things that you don't necessarily want to share yet, but you want to keep track of. And you say, well, Leanna Grace, why was this something that come up that's exciting that you don't want to share yet? And well, I'm going to talk about this on Monday. We're going to talk about diluting our experience, because we're always talking about owning our experience, right? But oversharing and telling things and all that can dilute our experience in growth. It can stop us in our tracks. Oversharing can stop us in our tracks. Over-listening and over-identifying can stop us in our tracks. And so on Monday, we're going to be talking about an empathic channel. We're going to be talking about some of those things that can stop us in our tracks of spiritual growth or emotional growth. We might even talk about some of the things can stunt our physical growth, but we probably won't go that deep into it on the program on Monday. So that's what we'll be talking about on Monday. And we're going to be talking about the Book of Samuel on Friday, as well as some other things, but we're going to be talking about 2 Samuel, a little bit of that. Talk about some things of King David things going on. Very, very excited about it. Share with you. Still putting it together. Father's got me still working on that. So it was exciting this night. My goodness, I could only do an hour because we had the whole other, the rally was great. And I had to catch my breath before I came back on air because it was just, I want to tell you, I got so excited. Now, you know, I was in the RSBN chat room on Rumble, and they have a policy of no links. Now, one time for sponsor J6.com, and that's where you can sponsor the J6, the families of the J6 or the commissary accounts of the J6 hostages. And thank you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, for still fighting for that, for our hostages. Let me get a drink. And then, not thinking about it, what they did is they muted me because that's their policy. I didn't know that was the policy. I learned that was the policy. And then we joked about it for the rest of the evening. It was pretty fun. Well, this evening I got so excited about sharing the link. You know, when President Trump took the stage, like, I'm going to share this link again. Right? It's like the third time I shared it. So I'm sharing it across my social media and all of that. And then I also have a little thing where I copy and paste and I have the little flying flags going on, right? So I'm all excited, and President Trump comes to the stage, and he's doing his little thing, and I'm loving it, and I'm loving it, and I paste it right into the chat room, and boom, make it go. And it was the link to the Rumble page, and you know their policy is no links. And so I got muted again. And so I just, for my penance, the whole time that I was muted, I was typing, I'm sorry, I'm still sorry. And I'm still sorry. And I am. I still feel really bad because it wasn't on purpose. And I think I got a little forgiveness because it was a link to the very page that I pasted it. So there you have that. And there you go. I am your host, Leanna Grace. I want to thank you for being part of the broadcast this evening. I see folks have joined us in the chat room. Welcome, Texas Pearl. We will be signing off here in just a minute. We'll be back on air on Friday with Scriptures and Scuttlebutts. We'll be back on Monday with Empathic Channel. And then on Wednesday, we'll be back here on Holistic Truth. Not sure what we're going to talk about next Wednesday, but we're going to talk about it loud. Is what we'll do. So I welcome you back to the program on that as well. So heck of a rally, heck of a night. Trump won and you know it. The Biden has no authority. Trump has kept every promise that he's made. And I can't wait to see what happens next. I am your host, Leanna Grace. I hope you found value in tonight's broadcast or podcast. Pod people, we love you too. Those listening remotely don't know who you are, but the numbers say that you are. And so for being a part of the broadcast, I thank you as well. We will be back on Friday night with Scriptures and Scuttlebutts, and I am reminding you too, as always, to watch for those signposts, connect these dots, find your path, live in love, and do something good as we learn to forgive. And until next time, good night.